This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Here we go, Benny. Another week, another podcast. It is another Monday because we know the podcast always drops Monday, 9 a.m. if you're new to this. We do say go back. You don't have to listen to it in any particular order, but to our loyals, our diehard fans, they have listened from day dot.
Yep.
And they said we've improved.
Thanks so much. Obviously, from nothing to something is improving, but
yeah,
you know, that's it's always nice. And look, the podcast is filled with a lot more of those nice little things.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Who knows anymore? No, I do know that coming up on the podcast, we're going to talk about Elvis Presley. Now, he sold something last week, his jumpsuit.
Yep.
Sold for over $250,000.
So we've got a clean out of Elvis items.
Pretty much. Mm. Some bloke has come to the forefront being like, oh, well, you know what?
Well, not some bloke. Someone that's very near and dear to Elvis.
Would you say they're near and dear?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, then you
don't think this person is near and dear to you?
You would see them once a month, if that.
Once a month. Yeah, the same person once a month. There are friends you see less than that.
Yeah. Okay, true. Maybe you're near and dear. Selling an Elvis item. It is a weird item, and it went for a truckload of money. We'll tell you what it is very soon.
Also on the podcast, something that is healthy that we're doing wrong.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Really?
Talk about that on the podcast.
All right. Enjoy. Benny, let's do one of these.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
I still don't think I've seen the castle.
Whoa.
I know.
I don't think you'd like it because it's funny.
Oh, so. Good one. Good one. I know Eric Banner made a little cameo in it.
He did. Stephen Curry as well.
Is he the dad?
No, Michael Caton's the dad.
Oh, no.
Stephen Curry's the narrator.
Yeah, okay.
It's the vibe.
Yeah, maybe I won't be checking that
out. Here's a serenity.
Yeah, it's good. It's very nice. No, Benny, I want to talk about the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much. We saw last week that his jumpsuit, or what he wore, like his...
Yeah, his jumpsuit.
Are they jumpsuit or overalls?
Yeah, you can call it a jumpsuit.
So it sold for like $250,000.
Yeah, it's the clean out on Elvis because he's also selling this product.
Yeah, so a lot of people have seen, hey, if we've got Elvis memorabilia paraphernalia, we can make a quick buck on it. A baseball-sized clump of hair that has come from the king himself, Elvis Presley, has been sold, Benny.
Is it grey? Or does hair not age when it's not connected to your body?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. The baseball-sized clump of hair was collected over the course of multiple haircuts from Homer Gilland, Presley's personal barber.
Try that again.
Sorry, mate. I'm struggling
just
here.
Just without the syllable breaks.
For more than two decades. So he's hairdresser.
Yeah, Homer Gillard.
Over 20 years has collected his hair and has now sold it in what is a baseball-sized clump. How much did he get for it?
Oh, if he got anything more than $1,000.
You're saying $1,000?
Oh, okay. Well, for the sake of this, I'll say $10,000.
Oh, $10,000 for a clump of hair.
Well, somewhere in between $1,000 and $10,000.
Well, lock something in.
$3,000.
I can confirm his hair has not gone grey. Saying $10,000?
No, I'm going $3,000.
$72,500.
Well played.
Awesome hair. And it doesn't even look like the hair on the head. Like, you look at the jar and it looks like someone's shaved down south. Put it in a jar and said, hey, this is some Elvis Presley hair.
I promise.
Thank you very much.
I think that if I don't do something right, I'm aware of what the right thing to do is. And what I mean by that is taking care of ourselves and I guess just general being human being.
Over night time, I've been getting heavily involved with the ice cream game with chocolate topping. Now, I know I shouldn't be doing it every night.
Yep.
And I know I'm going down a vicious, vicious road because it's hard to ease off the ice cream train.
But you're not doing it without any guilt guilty conscience. Like, you're eating it but going, oh, I know that I can't do this all the time.
No, I'm saying I shouldn't be doing it every night. Like,
yeah,
I feel
I
guilty for doing it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's not like you're eating it and going, oh, sweet, like, I can do this.
Oh, no, I feel bad.
We know that we need to eat, you know, fruit and veg. Mm. We know that we need to brush our teeth.
Yeah, correct.
This is another example, is we know that if we make our bed every day, we're a more organized person. Doesn't mean I do it, but I know that.
How can you not make your bed every day?
Because you're getting back into it.
I know, but yuck.
Close the door.
No. Dentists reveal that
you should brush your teeth before breakfast.
No, sorry, you've lost me there.
Now, same with me as well.
Have you brushed your teeth and then had orange juice before or apple juice? It is the worst flavor in the world.
That's actually brought up that people prefer to wait till after breakfast so they don't have a minty taste in their mouth because it overpowers the fruit and orange
100%
juice flavors.
100% it does.
Dentist reckons it's better for you to brush your teeth and then let eat because it can damage your teeth to eat and then brush away all the vitamins and minerals that are helping your gums.
That doesn't make any sense. So they
dentists have said it, mate.
Yeah, but then have they also said that we need to brush our teeth before lunch as well and dinner?
I think it's got something to do with enamel. I'm not a dentist. I don't know what enamel is. I think it's a word they've made up like mechanics do because we don't know what we're talking about. So we're
just saying,
the enamel.
Are you saying a mammal, as in like a species?
They reckon the ideal time to clean your teeth is 10 minutes before breakfast.
Yep.
So do that and then have your meal.
Right.
Then if you need to do anything like floss or whatever, do that afterwards.
Mm.
But in doing it the way that we do it now and having the food hit your mouth first, it can damage your enamel.
You know what? Like, I respect dentists. I do.
Yeah. And we don't know who dentists are. Like, every single ad that's ever had a dentist in it, we can't show their face.
Yeah.
but
very good.
I'm not sure I believe this one.
Yeah, not taking this
No one's putting their face to this advice.
Ah, very good. Mate, we always want a get-rich-quick scheme. Mm. I remember, and you know this story, I remember at school I got invited into when eBay was like really big.
Yeah. The biggest scam of all time.
It wasn't a scam, but it was buying and selling golf balls.
Yeah, which is this is going to be a Netflix special.
I don't know if it's going to be a Netflix special, but I got invited into this business.
Into the inner sanctum.
Yep. And made.
Now, you know this is going on record.
Yeah, no, well,
if you're happy to.
Buying and selling golf balls.
Yeah, go for it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not yet.
So we do like a get-rich-quick scheme, and I reckon this one is right up our alley.
So hang on, tell us about the golf balls.
I was just buying and selling golf balls.
But what happened? So you bought golf balls.
Bought in bulk from America, golf balls.
Forged Tiger Woods' signature.
No, we did it.
And then you sold them.
Anyway, a sporting memorabilia website has announced a pair of Michael Jordan's underwear bearing signs of definite use is being auctioned with the starting bid of $500. Now, you would argue, why does Michael Jordan need to sell dirty jocks for $500?
Yep.
It's not Michael Jordan selling the underwear.
I wouldn't have thought so. Probably just some guy.
The underwear formerly belonged to the legendary Chicago Bulls player is being sold by Michael Jordan's former security guard, Michael Wozniak.
Oh.
So his security...
Yeah. I know who he is.
You know the security guard?
Yeah, he's got like the curly hair.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who I think it is.
The website said the unusual item shows signs of definite use and has some
loose... What do you mean definite use?
And has some loose threads evident at the seams.
I'm not sure Michael would be too happy with definite use being labelled about his underwear.
Underwear was one of several items gifted to the security guard from Jordan. He also received suits, ties, belts and jackets formerly worn by the basketball great. Now, why on earth would Michael Jordan be gifting underwear to his security guard?
So this is, if you watch the documentary.
Yeah, The Last Dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I've seen it.
Do you remember the scene where they're playing a game and like the security guard that beats him? He's like,
no, I don't remember that.
Anyway, there's a scene in there and I'll show you about it later, but that's the guy. So
yeah.
They must have been really tight. He's going, here you go. Like, it's a weird gift to receive, but I'm glad he's going to make some money off it.
$500 for a pair of jocks that is showing signs of, they're calling, definite use.
I'm very worried about this.
You got some tidy whities, mate?
Not that have definite use in them.
Oh, we sell as new. That's all right. We can make more money. Benny, you have got a Hyundai car.
Hyundai.
I've got a Mazda. Love them. And I've always
great cars.
I want to go electric.
I love the ones that get me from A to B.
They're good. Mm. They're good. The car before our most recent cars, they struggled to get us from A to B.
But still did it.
But I
had the weirdest car that had a gas tank.
Yeah, my car had gas as well.
And as I would, remember how I drive
you have to flick
it
into neutral.
Switch it?
You just, your car would stall.
My car would turn off.
Yeah.
So on a highway, I'd have to flick to neutral, turn the car back on and get going again.
Yeah. It was
weird. Not safe.
Yeah, not safe at all. Anyway. I remember my Speedo cut out on the old Falcon.
Oh.
Remember that? And I was, yeah, it was some weird
crazy times.
If I could afford a Tesla, though. I would buy it.
Would you really?
I just
think what a waste of money.
I just think the fact that it can drive itself is so cool.
So unproven, though.
Well, it's not because people do it all the time. Remember there was that article ages ago of a bloke sitting in the back seat.
And he got fined and jailed.
I don't know if he got jailed, but the Tesla was driving itself.
He got jailed for that. They said stop doing it. And then he was released and he did it again.
Because he can do it. It's so cool.
No, the key of that was he can't do it. He's not allowed to do it.
But the Tesla can do it.
Yeah, it can.
It can do everything. A man in the US has been arrested after faking being run over by a Tesla.
Oh, really?
Arthur Bates Jr. called 911, claiming to have been hit by a Tesla at a petrol station in Louisiana. Now, emergency services arrived at the scene. And
already suspicious, because what's a Tesla doing at a petrol station?
Well, no, I think you can. Do they have the battery chargers there or not?
Well, it wouldn't be at the petrol station, though.
No, yeah, he's a lawyer. There's already.
Banks.
Yeah, you're over this already. Mm. Emergency services arrived at the scene, and the 47-year-old told officers the driver had fled, leaving him with back, leg, and neck injuries.
Wow.
Not good. Police were able to track down the Tesla, and the driver said that Bates jumped behind the vehicle on purpose. Now, Bates, what are you doing?
And a Tesla would have, like, some sort of security camera installed.
You're all over it. Tesla records the footage on their cameras. Mm. So Teslas have cameras all around the car and they were able to see this bloke attempting to kind of look like he had jumped behind the car. He was nowhere near getting hit.
So he's like, he's walked into it, he's knocked it and then he's fallen over.
He didn't even touch the car.
Well, of course not. It's too expensive.
Tesla recorded the footage on their cameras, and after reviewing this, officers were able to establish that he'd been lying the whole time. Now you think, surely this guy needs to be fined, needs to be sentenced. He's a liar. Do the right thing. Throw the book at him.
His pants are on fire.
Well, probably not. Bates admitted to fabricating the entire event.
Oh, thanks.
And he was arrested for LRS.
Lying. Really sadly.
Nowhere near. False swearing with the intent to cause an emergency response.
Oh.
So because...
Well, wasting
pretty much wasting time. So yeah. I don't know what the fine entailed, how much it was. He didn't get sentenced to any prison time, but he copped a slap on the wrist for lying.
Are you saying it's worth the risk?
What do you mean?
Well, if he got away with it, it would have been a nice little settlement.
But mate, read the play. We know Teslas are smart.
Read the play.
Like, pick a car like ours back in the day. Jump behind
don't
that.
Don't offend my Ford Laser.
The beast.
Yeah.
Mate, you were nearly eligible for heritage plates on your Futura. Now, you jump behind something like that, you can guarantee there's no cameras recording that. Benny, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell Him He's Dreaming.
Yeah.
Andy, this really resonated with me, and maybe it won't similarly to you, but...
Oh, great. Here we go.
I want you to pull up the photo that I've sent you.
Mm-hmm.
I've airdropped a little photo to you.
Great.
You are across the desk. I could have just shown you, but... Bit more technological this way.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen a bag like this before?
These are, yes. I feel like you buy them. They're those big, big sort of recycle bags that you buy at the reject shop. And IKEA have a similar bag.
Yes, this is it.
But perfect. IKEA is just a blue bag. The reject shop ones have like the red, blue, white checkered patterns on them.
Yep. So but I reckon if you're a mother in or a family in the 90s, 80s, 90s, you'd have this bag.
The best thing is... It is such a huge bag. Bad thing is, you put anything of weight in there.
It rips.
It rips straight away.
Yeah. So the bag I've actually sent you is a designer bag by Balenciaga. And they are selling it with that custom print, they're calling it a custom check print, as a shopping bag, the size that we know.
Yeah, the big size.
I would go, it's half of it. It's more of like a carry bag. Maybe the size of a laptop bag, I would say. Maybe a large handbag. And I want to know how much they're selling it for, because like you said, they are quite inexpensive to get the ones that we're familiar with.
They're literally a $2 bag.
They are a $2 bag.
Valencia.
How much are they selling this bag for?
Not too familiar with the designer brand, like you said.
Comments have been good grief. I'll let my nan know that she was 30 years ahead of fashion.
I'm going to say,
we've been using this before I was born. This looks exactly like our beach bag that we took when we were kids.
Realistically, if it's a shopping bag, no more than, I want to say 100, but I want to play it safe and go $50. I'll go 100 though.
They're selling it for $3,000.
No, they're not.
$3,000.
$3,000.
$3,000.
Matt, I'm telling you right now, we go to the reject shop right now. We reinforce the handles on them. Like the
Reinforce them. Put a base in.
And we can make a hell of a lot of money. All right, Benny, before we get out of here, mate, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Thought of the Week this week, Benny.
To you, mate.
Yeah, my thought was, I cannot wait to go back to a bit of normality when we can travel again. Like, when we can all just sit on a plane and be like, yep, cool. Let's go to a holiday destination and let's enjoy it.
Yeah, a bit of a weird concept, isn't it? Because I remember, the last time I was on a plane was in July.
Yep.
And
half your luck.
Half my luck. I was able to sneak away.
Yeah.
Very fortunate in doing so. And it was like, you know, okay, we're back to normal now.
Yeah.
And then, bam, it happened again.
Do you want me to tell you what Lou and I did the other day, my partner?
You sat on the couch and said, this is your captain speaking.
Not far off it. We YouTubed airport noise.
No, you didn't.
Mate, it actually sounds really good. Like the hustle and bustle in the airport and ding.
Oh, my God.
Paging.
And did you board?
Andy Sunderland.
Did you board?
Flight
Jet. You know what I'm talking about.
Board.
Did you board?
Anyway, hey, like, subscribe to the podcast. We've got to get out of here. See ya.
That's a no.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.